Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real. You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What? I thought it was going to get a little sound interruption there.
No.
Okay, what's up, PCs? Oh, that's a little precursor to this whole show today.
Great.
Aaron Carter here from NerdReactor.com with the Video Game Bang Weekend Bang. And as always, I'm joined by a cavalcade of cornucopious crew.
Wow.
I'm trying to deal with
so many alliterations.
Let's start to my right.
Hello, everybody. My name is Corey Vincent.
And he's wearing glasses today, everybody.
Yeah. I left my contacts in for like 6 months straight, and it started giving me headaches.
And to his right.
That's all I get?
That's all you get.
It's my turn now.
Oh.
Madison. I'm back.
And you have glasses as well.
I've always had glasses.
Well, you had sunglasses on the last time. Uh-oh. And to her right.
Wow. Hey, everybody. This is Jade Arena.
And you're not wearing glasses.
I'm not. Well, actually, they are. They're invisible. You can't see them. It's a superpower.
Okay. All right. Everybody, today is a very special episode. It should be a special episode for you because it's a PC episode, everybody.
Full of love. I'm
so excited.
Everybody on the internet has been saying, Aaron Carter, you hate PC gamers and what they stand for. And I tell them, no, I was once one of you people. You people and the deity you worship, the PC, is a monster to go against. And there's a lot of fun there. So why would I ever be against you guys? I used to be one of you guys. So today I have dedicated this whole episode for you.
Wow.
What is that? And then, I mean, sitting here, we have two PC people, right?
Yeah.
All right. And you're kind of right, Corey.
I'm a console guy, but.
Yeah. All right. He's a flip-flopper, people.
I'm a flip-flopper.
He's a flip-flopper.
So we got the PC girls and the gamer guys.
Yeah.
And a flip-flopper.
And a flip-flopper.
Yeah.
I'll be whatever you want me to be for a price.
So let's start back, because this is what I was going to say before. I think everybody who went to school, that is, their first gaming experience, at school at least, had to be on a computer.
Yeah.
Oregon Trail.
Look at that. Oregon Trail.
Actually, you know what? I played Number Munchers first.
Number Munchers was a good one.
Way back in the day.
So everybody, in an essence, started out as a PC gamer.
I would always set my Oregon Trail characters to X-Men.
We did that in elementary, too, yeah. Gambit died of a broken leg.
Wolverine got dysentery.
And which we were like, how is that even possible? Because he can heal himself.
Exactly.
But unrealistic Oregon Trail was. Okay, we got that down.
Yeah.
But back in the day, a little boy named Aaron Carter. Yes, that was me.
The Backstreet Boys' brother?
No, not the Backstreet, because I didn't sue my mother. A little boy named Aaron Carter received a Christmas gift. No, excuse me, a birthday gift called Star Wars Jedi Knight Outcast 2 Jedi Academy.
That was a great game.
Yeah. Not for the Xbox.
I played it on the Xbox.
Not for the GameCube. Because it did come out on those systems. But for the PC, everybody. For the PC.
And this is where his hatred began. Because he didn't have a PC to play it on.
This is where my hardcore gaming for the PC did actually begin. I played that thing for hours. I played online. I downloaded mods. Like, I was enthralled with this universe. And I couldn't find a game at the time that rivaled it.
Okay.
Years later, somewhere along the lines, I broke the laws of the divine and went back to this console of mine. You like that, don't you?
Which was?
The Nintendo 64.
Okay.
And I found games. That quote, by the way, was not mine. I don't like plagiarism. But I went back to the Nintendo 64, and I could not find any more games to play hardcore like that on the PC because all my games and my friends were on the Xbox or on the Nintendo 64. We played hours on that, and it was fun. Then we fast forward a couple of years later, and I'm back on the PC again with World of Warcraft. Now, if you're a PC gamer, hardcore PC gamer, that's like one of the king games of them all, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
You would say that's
sales
one of the...
Sales and subscribers-wise,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
For sure.
Hardcore played that game, and I used to have the pictures to prove it. but I don't anymore.
What happened to him?
You don't want to see the pictures.
Well, that computer that I was hardcore PC gaming on became outdated, and I didn't want to upgrade it. Yeah. So it went in the trash. And with all that information and everything else went into the trash. And so ended my PC gaming era.
Okay. So you played two games.
No, I played plenty more in between all that, of course. But those were the two hardcore games that I spent, you know, many of times playing and not showering.
That's terrible.
That's just me, though. That was me. I mean, hey.
You know, we didn't even mention yet. If you're listening to this one and you have not listened to the last episode, go back and listen. And if you want to hear probably the most heated debate we've had the show, like, friendships were torn.
Yeah.
I still haven't even talked to a few of you guys since then.
People were stabbed in the back. Yeah. There was betrayal everywhere.
Because somehow Steven's dad was going to punch me in the face.
Yeah, like, it was crazy. He showed up to the studio.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Speaking Spanish, didn't know what he said.
Yeah, something about ATTUverse. Yeah.
You got to listen to it, everybody. On nerdreactor.com, check out that last episode, definitely.
The last 30 minutes are a treat.
It's like an hour, dude.
Was it an hour?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you guys went like an extra 40 minutes on that show.
We were in a different time zone.
Yeah. You know, I remember, too, because the music ended, and I was so pissed. I was like, no.
We're going.
This isn't over.
Yeah.
And I clearly had the room against me.
No.
Yeah.
You had David Ng.
David Ng. He's always like...
He's Captain Neutral.
He's at my side in my heart, but... He's not like going to be outspoken and help.
He is Captain Neutral.
I think he did actually side with you more so.
Well, you side with logic.
No.
That's what you usually do in these situations.
Well, now the tables have turned because we have.
But it's PC day, you know?
Okay.
What do you mean tables have turned?
Tables have turned.
It's not three against one.
I have a feeling by the end of this thing, it's going to be three against one.
It's all for one and one for all today on the PC. While you're on Nerd Reactor, go and check out the review I did for Assassin's Creed Liberation, which is on the PC,
Actually, as much as it pains me, it's a really good review.
And it's on Steam for you to download today.
Yep, mm-hmm. $20.
Steam,
$20.
Doing their thing. Steam, all right.
Wow, it's also on Xbox Live and PlayStation.
But this is not what we're talking about today.
I'm just sitting the facts. I just want to put the facts out there.
We got a little PC news for you guys today. PC is just, I'm telling you, I can't say PC enough. PCP. So, first news that we have: World of Warcraft Warlords of Draenor pre-order contains an instant level 90. Does anybody still play World of Warcraft? Is it Draenor? What?
Yeah, I believe it's Draenor.
Draenor.
What did I say?
Draenor, you idiot.
What did I say? Draeno?
Draenor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mister, I played Warcraft 1.
I did. I played Warcraft 1, 2.
How many expansions did you play?
I didn't play expansions back then.
I like Warlords of Draenor, though. I think that's going to jump right up there with Between Two Ferns.
So you quit after Vanilla?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's because RTSs weren't my game. They just weren't my game.
What? No. Well, now
you're talking about World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I was talking about Warcraft 1 and 2.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were on different pages. No, on World of Warcraft, I got all the way to, what's the expansion? What's the last expansion that I stopped at?
Cataclysm.
Yeah, Cataclysm.
Cataclysm?
Yeah, Cataclysm.
You didn't play Pandaria?
No, I didn't play Pandaria.
I played a demo. Well, I mean, I played that 7-day trial of Pandaria.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah,
but
my brother did, too.
It wasn't enough to bring me back.
Well, is level 90 enough to bring you back?
Honestly, I it's going to take a lot to get me back into World of Warcraft, and it's mostly because, for me, World of Warcraft was my guild, and my guild doesn't play on
That was work. The thing. I think that was the big thing that really made... That makes MMOs, is that guild and clan ship and just
camaraderie.
Getting people together. Yeah,
yeah,
the camaraderie
ship. Yeah.
Yeah. We were those dirty hordes, you know?
That was their name.
That was our name.
But you rolled horde.
Yes, well, yeah. I rolled horde.
The dirty horde.
We were those dirty hordes.
They're not
going to
be alliance.
That's right. You were the only person who I know who ran alliance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alliance forever. What
Aaron
are you talking
always,
about?
Aaron always walks the straight and narrow.
I did the trial and I was on the alliance.
You did the trial? Well,
yeah, I did the trial.
Oh, he's a trialer.
See, I probably only played to 30, and I honestly hated WoW.
What?
I hated WoW so much. Yes, I know.
For somebody
yes,
that played
like,
so many hours on
and
Final
wait,
Fantasy.
Wait, and I think a few, was it last week you said Mark or Jada likes everything?
Everything.
Yes.
And you're being disproven.
WoW is just, I don't know, it was just the, I don't know. It seemed too simplistic for me.
Simplistic?
Yes. When it comes to MMOs, wow. And maybe it's because when I joined in, I didn't join right off the bat when it was vanilla and there was a lot more of customization and stuff you do. And, you know, I talk to people now every day that, you know, still play WoW, and it's like, you know, the customization, your skill trees, it's like, what do you want to do? Damage? Okay, click this button, you're a damage dealer. You want to be a healer? Okay, click this button, you're a healer now.
They open the game, like, so everybody. So
oh, I know.
Inviting.
They're trying to make it more accessible, and it's because their subscribers are falling off.
Star Wars Old Republic, bitches.
Mm-hmm. I would say that World of Warcraft.
That, WoW.
That was great.
World of Warcraft is the consoles of MMOs, because you have your other MMOs a la Final Fantasy XI. Which
was amazing.
Guild Wars 2.
Guild Wars 2.
I haven't played 2. Is that good?
I just got it. My PC is currently being repaired, and I get it back Monday. So I haven't gotten to play it yet, but I will be playing it as soon as I get my computer back.
I read a little note. It was like the one of the fastest selling MMOs.
Really?
Guild Wars 2.
It's still free to play, right?
People are still playing it. It's still going strong.
I played the first Guild Wars, and that was awesome. And then all the advancements they made to 2, it made it just
way
better.
And there's no subscription?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that. Actually, we got lucky. Me and David started picking that one up on one of our summer breaks when we were in high school. And we both started a character. I picked Maximus Thornado, and he picked Dead Princess because he was a girl. And sure enough, his theory worked. We just joined the game, and someone just walked to him and was like, hey, I'm done playing the game, and unloaded all this crazy items. So I had like some ghost axe thing that like you couldn't get until forever.
Guild Wars, like any of them.
That definitely made the game fun. So I could see like a quick level boost really dragging some new people in that just don't want to sink.
But they've done
time.
This before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've done this
with
before.
With the
Death Knight. They've done it even after that with the scroll. I'm probably going to get it wrong. It was like Scroll of Enchantment or something like that. People will probably be yelling like, it's the scroll of whatever. But you got an instant 80 whenever you came back if somebody sent you this scroll or whatever.
Oh, okay. Huh.
And I mean,
if it's proven to work.
Actually, another reason why I quit, like why I officially quit World of Warcraft, is me and my husband are major twink builders. We were into the PvP.
Uh-huh.
And they released this patch.
Okay,
which...
I'm just going to ask. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm going to let you finish.
He's like,
what's a twink?
All right. Okay. So a twink
is a cheater. That's what a twink is.
It is not a cheater. There is no cheating involved in twinking.
I'm
sorry.
It's a cheater.
What a twink is somebody who really likes to PvP. And so they go and they build characters and they grind them in dungeons to a certain level. Usually it's 19, 29, 39, 49. 59, 69, 79.
Why don't you just say all of the levels then?
Just pretty much nines, whatever. They obviously, like, if the level cap's 90 now.
It's 90 now, yeah.
And 89 would not be a twink because you're already in that top bracket there. We were 49 level twinks. Those aren't quite cheaters. You have to really be dedicated.
Not quite cheaters.
Not quite cheaters.
So what do they do? What's their purpose?
All,
let me tell you. Let me explain to you.
You have to be dedicated.
I was in the game playing around. Now, I'm a fun-loving person, but you can get ganked in these games, so where another opposing member can come and kill you and then stay around your dead body.
Like any good game.
Yeah, I was like, that was fine for me, you know? I'm like level 40-something or whatever, and I go around and I see somebody level 19, and then he comes up to me and instantly just slaughters me. And I'm like, that seems a little awkward.
Were you on a world PvP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
What other way do you play?
Yeah, you have to play. I don't know.
What are you, PvE?
I never played. No, I PvE.
Oh, my gosh.
But I PvP'd in the arenas
we world. We world. And twinks were everywhere. So there's like this half-naked midget with the most awesome swords and stuff like that just killing high-level people and getting away with it. I'm like, I worked so hard to get all my gear and all these weapons and stuff like that, but somehow you're a low level and you have all these strong weapons. That doesn't make sense to me.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, the way that I twinked, I PvE'd on my server, but I PvP'd in the arenas, and we would build 49 twinks, like grinding Mara for that extra gear was... I have a lot of memories doing that. And shortly after we built our twinks, they released a patch, which... in practice, like on paper, sounded amazing for us, where once you stopped your experience gains in the arena, and those people who stopped their experience gains were typically twinks. And so you would queue into separate arenas based on whether you stopped your experience gains or not. That means twinks are only going against twinks, and people who are only playing for fun are only playing for fun.
That sounds amazing.
And yes, I liked fighting other twinks. In fact, one of my favorite things was going against other twinks on the Alliance and poning them. That was so much fun. But the thing is that on paper it sounds amazing, but it bumped up the queue times. Like on prime time, a typical queue time would be like 5 minutes at the max. At prime time, a queue time would be like 3 hours if you were a twink.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. That's because so many people did that. Separated it out. Yeah.
Twinker bells.
So, is this getting anybody into it again? Final question for this.
No.
Well, I mean, no,
Corey,
I
you weren't even into it.
Yeah. Hey, I played the trial.
Next.
Ultimately, sorry.
Oh, no. Yeah,
ultimately, I raged quit because of the queue times.
Well, I wouldn't want to wait for anyway.
Queue times will do that to you.
Next one
I'm excited about the next one.
Wow.
I can see the story before you guys listening, and it is a great one.
No Man's Sky No Man's Sky is in Game Informer, and they have a spread on it. Now, No Man's Sky just went through a small tragedy this Christmas.
Yeah, that sucks.
Where they lost laptops and
everything.
Yeah, everything.
But didn't the story come out that the launch time is not affected?
I read a story just today, actually, that it actually has been
affected.
Affected.
Is it or not? Come on, No Man's Sky.
Was that in GI? Said that it was.
Well, no, not in GI. No, not in GI. No.
They're playing with my emotions now.
And I looked at the date the article was written, and it was on the 17th. So it's.
Oh, sorry.
But I mean, that's to be expected after a tsunami or whatever hits you in the.
Yeah.
Right in the.
In the middle of Kansas. Or wherever their studio is at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was in.
They're in either in England.
Yeah, in the UK.
England.
So No Man's Sky, as everybody knows, is a very ambitious game coming out from a small independent company. What is their company called again? Happy Go Lucky Games?
Something like that. The guys who make Joe Danger.
You guys know them. You'll Google search them. No Man's Sky.
They're going to be so offended.
But yeah, they're very going to be offended. But the latest Game Informer actually has a little spread on them if you guys want to go check it out. Now, this is going to be on all the big platforms, apparently. But usually games this ambitious, I think, start out on the PC, if anything.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
it's Steam, Greenlight, Early Access type stuff, that type of stuff, usually.
If you don't know anything about No Man's Sky, this is an open universe game.
Freaking crazy. It's like Minecraft on steroids.
Procedurally generated. And the little bits of information that came out in there, they're going to, of course, like I just said, procedurally generate
Hello Games.
Planets. Hello Games, there we go. Features like ecology of the plant surface and the amount of the planet's surface and oxygen levels in the atmosphere are going to be all generated. So whenever you land on this planet, you really don't know what you're getting into.
So it's like a Tekkit mod.
For Minecraft? Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, I mean, they didn't really specify what type of technology you'll be crafting.
Have you guys heard of Starbound?
Yes, I have. This is kind of the because Starbound is only PC.
Yeah, yeah, I've been playing that actually. It's pretty good.
Now, do they do a lot of ground exploration, like planets?
Yes, actually. So you've got in fact, that's most of it. And if you walk far enough in one direction, all the planets are round.
Uh-huh.
So some are smaller, some are larger.
Mm-hmm.
So it could take longer to walk all the way around a planet, or it could take a really short amount of time.
Wow. So you can actually walk full equator or something like that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow. That's the biggest competition. I think the only difference between No Man's Sky and Starbound is No Man's Sky is set for the consoles as well as the PC.
Mm.
And Starbound is specifically
just PC.
PC. But the thing,
I could see them putting Starbound on consoles as well.
They could. It's very graphically pleasing.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen any exploration on that yet. I know there is.
It's all planet exploration. How have you not seen?
I've seen nothing but big starships, and then people starting in their little space cruisers, and then flying out, and then going into the galaxy. That's
it. Is that the one that kind of looks like Minecraft? Has the same?
Actually, it looks more like Terraria.
Look, the.
Oh, wait. We're talking about two different games.
Are you talking about 10x0C from Notch?
No.
You're talking about Rust?
I don't know the name of my game now.
EVE
I have to look.
Online?
The game that you're talking about that looks like Terraria. Okay, I know what that one is. That's on Steam now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I've seen that one. Yeah, we were talking about two entirely different games.
I think you were talking about the one that's supposed to be more like Minecraft looking, right?
No, because there's so many, and that's what brings me to this. The question I put on the bottom is it creating a new open universe genre? Because there's multiple games like this. There's that Terraria type of game. There's the one that you're talking about that looks like Minecraft that's still very in like alpha stage.
Yep. I think that's so, Rust. I think it's what.
No, Rust is you're on.
It's a completely different one.
Rust is on the ground.
EverQuest Next is creating one as well.
And so like we're not limited now to just exploring one planet. They're, you know, on one of the features on No Man's Sky is they said wherever you look, even in the sky, you see a planet in the sky, you see a star in the sky, you can actually go to these.
Yeah. The, you know, question places. About the other one. What was the
EverQuest
one you're playing?
Next.
No, the one
Starbound.
That you're playing, Starbound. In Starbound, is it one world that everybody shares, like MMO style?
Yeah, okay, no. It's actually, I have gotten to play the multiplayer on it too. I really like the way the multiplayer, there's a little trick to it. My husband was the one who set up the multiplayer, but once it was set up, it was really easy. You just hop into the server and you add that person to your party, and you can have as many people playing as your computer can handle, the host computer can handle.
What I heard about this recent one, this Hello Games version, No Man's Sky, is that the whole game is one universe. It's not like kind of like Minecraft where you could start one world and then let friends into it and go to it. It's just one cloud-based universe that's as big as the universe. So you may not see someone for...
Yeah,
you know, while you're playing.
One of the things,
Starbound is like
one of the features that they are talking about in the Game Informer spread is all the players that are in the world are actually mapping out the universe as they go. So if you start playing and you go off into part of the universe and I just start to join the game a little bit later, I can see what you've already mapped out. And if I go a different place that you haven't been, I can upload all that and you'll be able to see where I've gone and like, oh, well, over in this corner of the galaxy, there's... You know, I don't know, dinosaurs or something
that
like
sounds
that.
Sounds awesome.
So it's kind of, you
is
know,
this the sky.
This No Man's
No
Sky,
Man's
yeah,
sky? Awesome.
Yeah.
Now I know it'd be kind of a cool thing is if because most of the time when you're mapping stuff out, you know, you're traversing stuff in the game, the map auto generates and fills in on your map or whatnot. Now, what if we were going to be like second screen drawing in your map? Wouldn't that be? I think that'd
what do you
be
mean, like,
so. Like, if you had like a, you know, if you had like the smart glass up on your phone for Xbox One, you're playing on Xbox One, you can actually, you know, use your finger and draw the map as you're going, or something like that. Maybe, you know, Vita for PS4, you know, you can draw. Maybe
you
I
get
mean,
some
I don't know.
Shitty maps. On
oh
my
yeah,
end.
That's
you get like, is that a tree?
Who made this map? It's supposed to be a mountain. Oh, that's not a mountain. It's a river.
And, you know, that's one of my favorite things. You know, I've been picked up Dark Souls. I've been playing Dark Souls again, and you can leave those false hints and stuff for people.
That'd be
people.
Cool.
So that'd be kind of a cool little
that'd be,
thing.
That'd
maybe.
Definitely be cool.
Kind
and
of a cool
they were talking about they don't know where people are going to go whenever they just open this world to everybody. Are they going to have like a set of people that are just going to be dedicated to nothing but exploration? Are they going to have a set of people that are just going to be jerks and they're pirates and they just go out and...
Oh, that's going to be there for
sure.
That's inevitable.
80%
they have to have like... hold on. If there's pirates, they also have to have bounty hunters and bounties on their head.
That'd be a cool mechanic
to do a system like that.
That would be a very cool mechanic. I haven't seen that in games yet.
I just want to get
online.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Like if somebody joins your world and kills you, you can write their name in a book. It puts a tally on their head, and then higher level players will see the bounties. As
okay,
your bounties
like that's
up.
What I want
that's
from like
cool.
in Grand Theft Auto, like
that's
a bounty
cool.
board, and then that could just be your full occupation.
I just
want to
get like all my friends together and find one good planet, and then just build like the home base.
Oh yeah,
just, like,
and then just
completely guard our stuff, and then start going out.
And like I
want
to know what more is because the story that they allude to in the Game Informer magazine is very. It's very vague. It just says you start off as an explorer at the edge of the universe and you travel inward towards where the Big Bang happens and you just explore from there. But that's all, you know, they don't say what, you know, you're looking for or just, you know.
If the building and stuff and crafting can be anything like Minecraft and just seeing what the internet and what people can come up with unlimited amounts of time seemingly, this game is going to be insane.
It's already very ambitious to begin with.
There's going
to
be mega cities. Like, because you see how people go crazy about Minecraft? There's going to be like those people that come over and then they're going to build a real life New York City or even metropolis or
on
something.
On one planet. Hey, did you go to New York planet?
Yeah. Planet New York?
Wow.
New York planet.
Planet Hollywood?
And then I've got to see what other type of life forms that they put on there. Because they showed a little bit of
giant
it on the...
snake
yeah,
thing.
That's all they showed so far. And they don't really say anything in this,
I am so
you know,
hard right now.
That's... Terrible.
I'm sorry.
Now the game is not being developed.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
You they heard it and they were like, we don't even
want
to make this.
Well, I was just reading it when I was looking up Hello Games. It also said that they are pretty inspired by what happened.
What do you mean?
The flood.
Oh, the flood.
And they're like, this game is not going to get delayed. Like, they're going to bust ass. So they said they did lose stuff, but they aren't going to, they're going to try not to let it affect the launch dates.
I mean, if it did, I understand, but. You know, hey.
Well, I think with all the good, I think with all the good press, it's a good motivator for them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is everybody's rooting for them?
Yeah.
So,
only
you know what I mean?
Good thing that came out of VGX.
Stole the show.
Yep.
Like, hands down.
The article I read too is like that's when every article I've read about it so far has been the game that stole VGX.
Yeah, I mean, it's becoming.
Is it G4 that puts on VGX?
No, that's Spike.
Spike now. Oh, yeah. It's Spike now.
They failed.
I'm so behind. I remember when it was Tech TV.
Tech TV was awesome. That was back.
Tech TV was.
That was back.
I stopped watching after they became G4. Actually, so.
Did you in the beginning when they because they went from when they had Tech TV and they had the screensavers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved over to G4. They were still the screensavers for a little while, and then they turned into Attack of the Show.
Pretty much started
had,
running everything.
Yeah, they had some of the same cast, but it wasn't the same feel. Like,
yeah.
They moved away from the technology aspect, and they kind of moved to the media. And
the whole, I thought the whole thing kind of had a different feel for me after they became G4, because I'm not sure, was it screensavers? Because there was some show that I used to watch that would tell me how to hack my consoles and whatnot. Like,
well, when it was Tech TV, they had a lot of different shows like that.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, Tech TV was very much involved in what you can do mm-hmm. with your hardware. And, and that's what I really liked. And then when it went into G4, it was more about, like, sex sells. So.
Well, yeah, they were trying to get that audience to come in and actually watch their show. Well, yeah, she came in, definitely, but...
Wait, who? What?
Olivia Munn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not trying to knock her nerd credibility, but
yeah,
she didn't seem like she was the... You know, PC gamer.
Morgan Webb was the one with the nerd cred.
Yeah,
because she was there forever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, she was actually like a huge inspiration for me, like going through being an awkward little middle schooler with nerdy habits in a small town, in which if you weren't a cheerleader, there was something wrong with you.
Wow.
So,
I guess
Morgan
we're gonna
Webb
have
inspiration. You know, I've reached out to her on Twitter. She's hard to get a hold of.
Well, I mean,
well,
she's Morgan
like,
Webb.
Well, and she's like out of the loop. Like Adam Sessler's all over the internet still, and he's still trying to move. I think Morgan Webb is pretty like almost retired.
She's occasionally goes around to like colleges and does talks. I think I've seen her. I met her once at the American River College.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Before we wrap it up, wrap up on No Man's Sky. Let's just finish that one up. Everybody excited for that one?
Yeah,
yeah.
Hell
yeah.
Day one bang.
Flora and fauna altering the way
banging
light diffuses
it.
Through the air. I'm banging the shite out of that.
That's terrible.
Out of
I
the
hope
flora and the fauna?
Yeah. Specifically the
we
fauna.
We know exactly what Corey's going to be
That's
doing.
That's 4 out of 5 bangs.
I'm giving that
Woo.
10 bangs.
10 well, bangs.
I'll put a ring on that one.
After the break, we'll continue with some more PC discussion. We have some an event that went down with Steam that actually might change the game up. Does anybody know that I'm talking about?
The development days.
Development days. I mean, it's on the paper.
Yeah.
But do
it's
we know
pretty,
that?
I read a little bit into it.
Now,
oh,
we
boy.
Had yeah, we had argument, discussion, or debate, whatever you want to call it,
a
on
fight.
Previous
call
episodes.
It a fight.
But this one might just change the game.
For you? Are you coming to my side?
I'm going to a side.
Okay.
But we'll see where all that goes. PC episode, everybody. That's what we're doing today. And we still have plenty of time left for you and the rest of the PC world. Stick around.
It's all about you.
Welcome back, PC gamers.
Hello.
You're still with us?
Yeah.
Because we're still with you.
We are.
Now, something that's near and dear to my heart, the Steam Box.
Fatality.
It may sound like I'm not a fan of the Steam machine, but I am.
Okay, here we go.
No. This is all good because it's the PC stuff. So Valve put on a Dev Days just recently, and we're about to discuss a couple of things that went on in that dev
days. The dev days now, are over.
Valve does this thing, which is actually a developers conference that you have, what is it, CDS? Is that the computer developers?
There's something like that.
They have a developers conference, but that's more with the media in there being able to write articles as everything is out. This one is kind of hush-hush. Valve is like, we want nothing but developers here. We're going to show you guys what we're doing, what we're planning on.
That's kind of how Valve operates. They like to operate behind that curtain.
Keep everything close to the chest.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things leak, though, of course, because it's the age of the internet. What doesn't leak of nowadays? Course, yep. You know, everybody gets their stuff illegally.
Half-Life 3 confirmed!
not that epic, I guess. let's see here. The first thing that kind of trickled out says Valve has decided to change the Steam controller. Instead of putting a touchscreen in the middle of it, they're going to put a couple of buttons on there to keep it closer to the actual, you know, like console.
I think that's a good move. Best improvement to the controller.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I love touch screens and going forward, but buttons just, they work right. I can't imagine playing like a Devil May Cry without buttons.
No, they're keeping those.
Oh, well.
The motion pad thing?
Oh, yeah, no, those are there. Those are fine. I'm totally ready for that. So but then, I'm saying like not having buttons, though, regular buttons, just having those and touchscreen and stuff.
Well, like, the touchscreen was on the middle of it.
Okay. So, but
it was like the PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had small buttons on the outside. But then they just got rid of that touchscreen altogether, and they're just keeping those little buttons on the outside.
Oh.
Because they showed a prototype on the website.
I think it's like training wheels. You know, maybe is like the first iteration, and then slowly they'll wean you into what their original plan was.
Well, I went back when we did our first couple episodes on the Xbox One and the PS4. I remember saying I did like the fact that all those features were in the PS4 controller. Mm-hmm. I love all that stuff. The touchscreen, you know, being able to sync up with whatever, you know, the camera or whatever like mm-hmm. that. Touchscreen to me is really cool, you know, because that's kind of a mouse right there on top of your controller that's in your hand. And for Steam, which is, you know, a PC starter, like they started out on the PC, kind of seems like that's a little step backwards in their controller field.
You know, it kind of could go to one of your arguments against the Steam Box in general. Like, who is it for? And who is that controller for? You know?
I don't know who that controller
is.
The hardcore
gamers that are going to be sticking to their PC and, you know, and then even like the PC gamers who are moving to the Steam Box for whatever reason are going to still keyboard and mouse it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what you're going to do is keyboard and mouse. The controller is meant to make it PC more accessible to console gamers.
That's the big thing,
is they're trying to make it more accessible, but still integrate and add that learning curve so you get used to maybe mouse and keyboard with the touch pads or whatever that's on them
really
now.
I'm really weird and have a strange take on this, but mm-hmm. I would personally want the controller more than the Steam Box because I already use, like, I've used that Steam Big Picture mm-hmm. and trying to sync up my PS3 or my Xbox controller to my computer and then also sync up all the buttons. So it's a headache, but I've heard that controller is fully customizable
yep.
mm-hmm. and it has already that compatibility for a computer in there, right?
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. That's
so I could see myself wanting to buy just a controller and not even getting the Steam Box.
That would be cool. I mean, they're going to do that. They're going to sell controllers by themselves. Yeah. So you're going to have that option, you know.
Yeah, it's just more options for people, but I think making it closer to more of a standard controller is only a good move, especially in these early stages.
I guess to give some familiarity where console gamers won't be as familiar with Steam as you know, your PC gamer.
Yep.
Positive thing coming out of there. The next bit of news, Alienware actually took the opportunity to give a release window for their Steam machine. September.
Alienware. Right.
That's it.
Good enough. Actually, you know, I heard about that too a while back ago. Alienware is going to be putting theirs out towards September, mm-hmm. in September, and
I think that's
a good
move.
High end one.
Yeah,
though.
I was going to say, mm-hmm. but nonetheless, I think that's a good move because if you're going to put your, we're going back to the familiarity, Alienware, I think your fencers would know that more than one of the other companies
that
are making it.
I would have to say that if you're going to buy an Alienware PC, just buy a Mac.
Really?
Yeah. Why is that?
Because Alienwares are mostly like showy,
mm-hmm.
and
they're flash.
They're pretty much the Macs of the PC world. You can spend way less money on a better product.
And their popularity's been waning ever since they were purchased by HP, I believe.
Somebody, yeah.
Now
that, I mean, this is the Alienware one, so it's probably, it's like you said, Corey, going to be the higher end one. That means more money for this one, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The Alienware is going to be the more expensive one. You know, the it's always makes me laugh when I hear somebody's like, oh, I got an Alienware PC. I'm like, oh, really? Mm. How much did you spend on that? what's inside your PC?
Like, I don't have a liver anymore, but I'm
I was like, I've got that same thing, but I've spent like $200 less because I built it myself. So, like, Alienware, don't get me wrong, Alienware's
$200 less, really?
Yeah.
It's actually like, Dell, people. It was Dell.
Oh, Dell.
Fact checkers.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's right. But yeah, you know.
That was Intel, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Intel. I don't have a Dell sound effect.
I was going to say, like, that wasn't a Dell sound effect.
Yeah, any PC gamer worth their salt would know that, like, an Alienware computer is basically just for, like, the colorful keyboards and the cases more than the
most
actual
likely,
power behind it.
And that's
going to be
powerful, but they're also, like, the parts in there are marked up to upwards of, like, 150%.
They're very overpriced.
Like Mac PCs.
They're for show.
I think though, the Alienware Steambox is still going to be cheaper, though, because basically my understanding of how they're doing the Steamboxes are that, you know, they're buying the parts in so much bulk and rebuilding them, the cases and all the parts and stuff like that, and selling them at a slim margin. So on average, with most Steam boxes, you're probably going to save somewhere between $50 to $200 per Steam box, you know, equivalent to if you were building it yourself or buying a ready-made one. Alienware will probably be on the lower end of savings.
One day ago, TechDay.com reports that the Alienware will cost the same as an Xbox One.
Ooh. Oh!
I imagine that's going to be one model of the Alienware, though.
How many models do you think Alienware will come out
with?
One with,
like,
do at least
300 gigabytes of 52 RPM spinning.
Yeah, probably.
Is that the lower end one? Because I have
no
idea.
Yeah, that's
low.
That's like, that's
so
like
that's the one you think
still
will come out the same price as
as the one.
As the Xbox One.
It'll probably match the specs of the Xbox One Plus, you know.
Does that article say anything about
really
the specs that's
the specs
in that
the
one?
Xbox One? I
think I
would imagine it would probably match the specs of something from 2005.
Although no price has been confirmed yet. He says, we are going to get the latest and greatest Intel CPUs. We are going to use the latest and greatest NVIDIA GPUs in this box. We will have great memory configuration, great hard drive configuration, optimized performance, and incredible form factor.
That's what we do to Alienware people.
So if they can do all of that, if they can do all of that with and get the best, I guess, graphics and processing power and all that stuff, and they're going to keep it at the same price as the Xbox One, that's a pretty good deal.
If they can do that, you know, that I might shell out for that one, because I'm going to get a Steam box, not right off the bat, but I want a second gaming PC so I can have it just in my living room. That way I can, you know.
Source of this was the GM, the general manager, Frank Azor.
I have no idea who that is.
Well, somebody does.
Moving right along with the PC, Valve.
His mother doesn't even know.
So I listened to the Video Game Bang, and I didn't know who they were talking about.
Frank, are you making a new computer?
Valve reiterates their intentions to offer music and video service through their Steam OS, people.
Wait, music too?
Music.
Yeah, that's one of the big things I'm loving about Steam lately is they're adding all these different applications. So, like, they've got all these different things you can do on it. You know, it's not just gaming on Steam anymore.
That would be very useful for playing audio surf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the thing with that, too, is that it was a move that I predicted, because if you're going to try and take on the big boys, the big
Windows.
Boys have Netflix. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Xbox and PlayStation.
Okay. Yeah.
They have Netflix, Xbox Music, PlayStation has its little, you know, attempt at a music service. I mean, they're all trying to do that. So Steam is going to have to make some friendships. They're going to reach across the aisle.
They didn't say
any
titles yet.
With how many music services there are out there now.
There are
That's where it's going. That is exactly where it's all going.
I like Google's music service, and I like Pandora.
From music
have you tried Spotify?
To TV.
I have tried Spotify. Spotify's all right. I mean,
Spotify care.
I don't know. Honestly,
can you hit,
like,
hold on. Let him hit a button for that one, please.
This is the thing about music services. Is it like
no, not that button.
What?
Some.
I guess they
kind of
have different.
That was a terrible joke.
Come on.
I didn't realize it was going to be one. So.
Exactly. When you don't realize it's a joke, it's terrible. Madison, do you own a cable service? Not own, excuse me. Do you rent one? Because they will never let anybody.
Funny story, actually. The cable service just decided to start giving us cable TV like back in August.
Why would they deny you of it if you pay them money?
Well, we never paid for cable.
There's the problem right there.
We never paid for cable. We only got the internet service. And then they're like, oh, well, you've been getting our internet for 3 years, so now we're going to give you cable, too. And we're just like, okay. And your bill's going to go down by, like, $20 a month. We're like, all right.
So, yeah, that's good.
Oh, it's probably a bundle type thing.
With that, yeah. Like, with your internet or whatever, and you don't really have cable or whatever, I think that's usually how it's going.
I actually forget that I even have cable because, I mean, I have not really watched cable TV since I was 15, so I forget that I even have it.
We use Netflix, we use Hulu, we use any other third party, anime people are on Crackle
and Crunchyroll.
Mm-hmm. So it's like everybody is finding different outlets to watch exactly what they want instead of just waiting, you know, Thursdays at 9 p.m. whatever's coming on. So I think the future, like, it's going to be with these... you know, I don't know what you would call them, like mercenary companies getting your attention by subscribing to them.
Scary for Microsoft investing so much in their
cable
Xbox One guide. You know, they're banking on TV being there for the long haul, it looks like.
Anybody looking forward to the new Game of Thrones, right? HBO
Go.
No, that's the problem. It's HBO No.
Really?
Yeah, what? No. The guy from the... You know, head honcho HBO dude thinks that streaming TV online is just a fad.
He's clearly not a PC gamer.
He's clearly crazy because it's been here for 10 plus years longer. I mean, since the invention of porn. Come on. Well, not the invention, but yeah.
I was going to say.
Like, streaming was invented for porn on the internet.
Pretty much.
So, I mean, it's not a fad.
Well, I mean, hey. This may sound, listeners, like it's a detour from PC gaming, but that goes hand in hand with you guys. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but PC gamers...
Yeah, exactly. Next little bit of information that comes out of this conference is the beta for Steam in-home streaming has started, which is actually just for the developers, really. It's not for anybody that's...
Yeah.
But this is the biggest feature that I think came out of there that leaked out of this... this whole event, if you want to call it an event, where it's you can stream Steam. It's like
stream Steam
onto another
TV
or something like
that. It's on your wireless network.
But you don't even need a powerful computer to do this.
Nope.
So you can. It's like Live. Do you remember that on Live, that system?
Mm-hmm.
They totally failed.
Oh, I didn't know it was a question. I don't know.
It was on Live.
It was like a streaming service. You can get the top graphics and everything like that. It just streams from the cloud or whatever straight to your little box or whatever. And you could play all the games. You didn't need a powerful system or anything like that. All
right. My guess is you're going to need powerful internet, though. So if you're running on DSL or dial-up, you might want to upgrade.
That's a little easier. That's a little easier than for the average Joe to do than to go to like a Fry's and be like, I need to build something more powerful.
This is exactly how PlayStation Now is going to work. So you're going to be playing games on a server in New Mexico, you know, through your TV, which has no graphics card, which has no, you know, computer parts. It's just basically a window for you to. So it's all based on
your console that you're hooked in and playing is in New Mexico, and it just the video is just copied to your TV.
So this is the thing that I was like, maybe this is the idea that I would think would be more successful if I was to back up a Steam machine. If this Steam machine came out as an on Live type of thing. On Live, I think, suffered from the problem of the games kind of weren't. The library wasn't.
I think it was too early, too. I think it was just a little too
early. They were ahead of their time. Mm-hmm.
And so now that we have pretty much everybody has standard internet in their house, if not faster.
Well, not really.
I mean, I don't know too many people that don't. Yeah, enough has it. Enough people have it.
Almost majority.
Get out to, like, Colorado, New Mexico.
Those people don't matter.
Oh, yeah, they don't count.
Yeah. If you look at a gaming grid, you'll see that...
Montana,
the Midwest is blank.
Arizona. Arizona's pretty cool.
Yeah, sure. Until you get pulled over and... Oh,
it's not cool for minorities.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, if Steam came out with some small device or, you know, whatever box they had where I can stream all their Steam stuff and... I don't need a powerful PC, and then it can bring the price down to like $199 or something like that.
You know,
I would take that over a Steam machine.
Honestly, there's probably going to be Steam boxes in time that are going to be $200-$300. There will be Steam machines that are going to be that cheap.
They're going to get that cheap, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think what you're talking about, Aaron, like a more of a service-based, like I bet it'll be a service-based console. You'll basically probably, you won't just pay like a set amount, because anything, like even your TV will be able just to be able to do it.
But why can like it just be a box that's just like some type of, I don't know, technical jargon and a hard drive, right? That's what the that's what this whole box consists of, the streaming tech jargon and then the hard drive. And you sell it, you're selling me, or not even a hard drive. Well, yeah, something to save.
Just
something.
A small memory.
Yeah, yeah, some small memory. And you're selling me the rights to the game.
Yeah.
And I have the right to stream that as many times as I want to or whatever, or any time that I want to, and so forth.
I think that's what we're looking at next gen.
Because, like, I was assuming after the
This thing, whether it's a bust and ends up going in only 5 years, or if it, you know, goes the entire 10 years like everyone says, I think that's what's on the horizon.
Because
even the Xbox One, look, that's how it's doing a lot of its processing.
Because, like, mm-hmm. yeah, the cloud service and everything like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's, if that's the future of how everything is, I can totally be behind that, and I would see no problem with that. Because it's like, it's putting everybody on the same playing field, you know? Your mm-hmm. graphics aren't, you know, going to be that, I mean, I guess according to your internet speed,
mm-hmm.
but... You know, that kind of seems like, yeah, your gameplay is all
no
the same.
No more Call of Duty hacksaws.
Yeah. Everything is all from, you know, I think that levels playing. It brings more gamers together, and that's what I'm all about, you
like
know?
Like a big happy family.
Exactly.
Aaron just wants co-op on everything.
On everything. I actually had a good conversation, yeah, mm-hmm. about co-op games with somebody, and that, because I just played Lara Croft and the Guardians of Light.
Have you hadn't played it yet?
No.
Liked it. Like loved it, right?
One of the best co-op games ever.
Right? It's
like,
excellent.
You can do so much, like, and I wrote on the little discussion I had, I said a co-op game should be a game that two or more people can play together and do things that they couldn't do in a single player. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the basic, you know, definition, I believe, of what a
Portal
good
2.
Co-op game is. Portal 2, I've never got to play it, but...
I got kind of bored of Portal 2 co-op after a bit.
Well, it depends on who you're...
It was fun, like, yeah. the first three times.
And that's another thing I think with co-op is it all depends on who you're playing with. You know, you have to enjoy the company of person you're playing with.
Like, but it's also, I mean, because a lot of the co-op games, which, you know, quotation marks, like a Left 4 Dead, you could play Left 4 Dead by yourself. You wouldn't get the same experience because you're not playing with other people. But in-game, you can do pretty much the same stuff, mm-hmm. single and multiplayer. You can shoot zombies.
Yeah.
Whereas with, like, Lara Croft, there's certain puzzles you can't solve.
Exactly.
You know, or solve them as efficiently or as fast.
And
there,
it's so good. Like, me and Jerry are playing this game, and we're solving puzzles that we don't think the developers intended to have the puzzle solved that way. And we're like, well, if it works that way, it works that way. So, like, it's two people using their brains to solve one puzzle that one person
made up. And it's really weird because between you and Jerry, there's probably only one brain.
Jerry, you might want to get back at him on that one.
Speaking of brains, a game I think you'll really like. It's coming out on PS4 pretty soon. I'm probably going to buy it. It's called Tiny Brains. Mm. Actually, I think it's already out. Tiny Brains. It's a puzzle platformer. Mm-hmm. Whereas basically you play as these four little rodents or whatnot, and they each have their own unique power that only they can use. So, like, there's, like, a bat that has a supersonic, can push things really far. Uh-huh. There's, like, a lightning rodent that can pull objects to it. There's one of them that can swap places with another object, and there's one that can create ice blocks. And so you have to go through all these puzzles, and, you know, you have to combine your powers.
Do any of them look like Hamtaro?
One of them, the hamster is actually, darn. There's a hamster.
I haven't heard the word Hamtaro for 10 years.
Are you trying to get these hamsters from point A to point B?
You're basically trying to, there's a whole plot and storyline to it, but you're basically trying to get, trying to escape, basically.
It sounds like a game on the Super Nintendo that came out, of course, a long time ago, mm-hmm. Super Nintendo. It's called Lost Vikings.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Lost Vikings, you play three different Vikings, and they each had their own abilities, and you had to switch between all to get them from point A to point B type of deal.
Yeah, it's kind of that same style. So you can play by yourself, and you can control of them, but mm-hmm. you don't get the same experience.
Oh, it's playing. A co-op
it's
game,
It's four-player
though.
Co-op. Okay. Yeah, so you have to all work together, and timing is key. Each rat has their own, or animal has their own power, as well as they all have the ability to respawn. They all That's their second power.
And it's PS4?
PS4 already, I believe, and Steam. coming out on Steam real soon, I believe, or vice versa. One of the two. I'll have to.
They had looked into getting some Hantaro licenses.
There's a hamster that actually pops up or whatnot. He's kind of like not a narrator, but he pops up when you accomplish the missions, and he's got like a propeller stuck in his head or whatnot.
Currently looking at a picture of this Force Vortex Teleport and Create are the four hamsters.
Yeah.
One hamster that looks like a bat.
Yeah.
Has a landing strip. If you don't know what a landing strip is, Google that. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the artwork looks unique, definitely.
Yeah, and you know, I was watching a little video game review on it or whatnot, and it just totally caught me off guard. Like, I'd heard about it, I'd seen little trailers, but I never really looked into it. And I'm totally gonna buy this game as soon as I, you know, get around to turning on and playing games again. I've been
suggested retail price?
$15, I believe, if I remember right.
Wait, suggested retail price? What is it like?
I want to say pricing games right. Here now.
I want to say the pricing on it is $15,
if I
remember
right.
It's
the Price is Right video game.
$14.99 then.
I'm all for cheaper games, definitely.
Yeah, and the cool thing is after, so you clear the game, you know, in co-op, and then you unlock this other super rodent, and he has all four powers that you can use with this
that
one.
That is cool.
He can't respawn, so you have to clear the whole game on one life.
Wow.
Or whatnot. And there's actually an achievement for it or whatnot. It's actually I'm going to forget the guy's name whose review I watched, but it's the Completionist on YouTube. You can check out his videos. He does runs and stuff.
We're running other people's shows.
I know, right?
We're okay,
just name dropping everybody's show.
All right, all right. Wow. Well,
you can watch that at Video Game Bangs.
We'll post it. But it's actually his face or whatnot, which is pretty cool because he got his actual face in the game as an achievement.
Wow.
And then there's actually a extra mode you can play as where it's just a see how long you can roll this ball up a hill, and the pathways change and so different things. So you have to work together with four people to get as far as you can or whatnot without the ball falling through any of the holes or whatnot.
I will definitely be checking this game out.
Yeah, I know.
So. Well, the developers conference probably went off without a hitch with Valve. You know, PC gamers, you have a lot to be excited for. And the next thing on our list is actually not on our list because it's just a link on my phone.
Mm.
So I always say what titles are on the PC, you know, that are going to bring people over. I have a list in my hand, everybody. There's nothing, no game for you guys to play today. I'm just going to read some off, you know, and you guys tell me if you're excited for these games or not.
A little bing it or bang it?
Little binger to bang it, yeah. Right. We're doing that.
Bing it or bang it?
Let's not bang it or bang it. Bang it or bang it, yeah. We don't want to be like,
bang it,
and then she just starts banging the whole thing. I don't know what this game is about. Let me look at this real quick.
Bing!
Now, some of these games don't have descriptions on them. Because, okay. I mean, this is for
you
the whole
I could
year.
Usually judge a game by its name.
Really?
No.
There, because
some of these games have some weird, weird names.
I love judging books by their covers, though.
Okay. Early in January 22nd, this is probably the first PC game that's going to come out for the whole year. There's probably other ones, of course, that are going to be not on this list because there's indie developers. There's always something that's
coming
out.
Stuff that hasn't been announced.
Yeah, PC is the wild west.
And if we don't talk about it, tweet us at Video Game Bang.
Yeah,
definitely. Something you're excited for, let us know.
Oh. And we'll check it out, try and get early copies of it, and play it before you and laugh at you when you don't have it.
Wow. Just kick him in the balls again. Jeez.
Yeah.
January
22nd. That's what we do here at Video Game Bang.
A game called Insurgency. Ooh, you see how that quiet just came over the room?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of that one.
Nobody even heard of Insurgency.
Insurgency. It's probably...
It doesn't look like anything too special so far. What I'm seeing is a first-person action shooter. They don't really have... I mean, it didn't have anything on there. Modern time shooter. Not Call of Duty, not Battlefield.
Not banging it.
Yeah, at this point, I'm not going to bang it.
No bang.
All right. This one was on the VGX, everybody. Broken Age Act 1. Come on, Schaefer. It's Tim Schaefer, everybody.
Schaefer, I don't know. This one just doesn't have my attention. I'm not banging this one.
This one's got Jack Black in it as well, too.
It's got Jack Black.
It's got Jack Black.
I'm sorry. After... I don't remember what movie I watched with Jack
Nacho
Black.
Libre.
I just one of his
wow.
all of
I
them.
I love Nacho Libre.
The only movie I've really liked Jack Black in really was School of Rock, which was I think one of his better movies. Minus you know some of the other more comedic roles.
This
you know,
is sound so
he was in Cable
I don't
Guy.
Think I've ever seen
was
him
he
in
like
a movie
Saving Silverman?
Saving Silverman.
I liked him
great
in Saving
movie.
Silverman.
He wasn't good.
I liked him in Saving
good.
Silverman, but like I don't know. There was I don't remember. It was something I played or watched with Jack Black doing the voice, and I was just like I never want to hear Jack Black's voice again.
Okay, I realize that this list, when I was scrolling through it, is crazy long. So I'm going to go with some of the big ones for the month,
All
each
right.
month.
That's good.
Last one in January, we'll go with We did Broken Age already. You guys ever heard of a game called Shadowrun?
Yeah.
Dragonfall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's coming out. When's the last time you guys even picked it up, if you have ever picked it up?
The original Shadowrun? Long time ago, but...
Now, see, Shadowrun was the one on the Xbox 360, right?
That was
cross-platform,
that was not
though, right?
That was not Shadowrun.
But that one, you can... It was the first one on the 360, if there's any other ones, that you can cross-platform with the PC, right?
Yes.
And it was a first-person shooter, and there's always a big debate on what's better, the console controller or mouse and keyboard. And I'm sorry, people, I gotta say mouse and keyboard for shooters.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, that's the way I go. Yeah, you can snipe people way easier, and it's...
Yeah, it's so much better. It's like cheating.
It is. And so I was worried whenever they came out with Shadowrun, because I'm like, you're just going to have Xbox 360 people getting picked off one after another from these mouse people.
Sick joke. This is a sick joke.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently they put a lag on the PC version to where...
to where PC gamers don't even want to play.
Yeah, and the game was terrible.
Yeah.
So this one comes out January 31st.
Is this one supposed to follow the shooter, or is this following the strategy?
This follows the RPG, or the original. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's harking back to the original, what was it like, on the
PC?
The PC, like
back
the yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one's going back. Anybody excited for this one?
Nope.
The return? No, what? All right, geez.
I will definitely, I will definitely bang it on a Steam sale.
It on a Steam sale.
Wow.
I'll back
it. I don't have time for any more strategy RPGs in my life. That's my biggest, thing.
They are too much drama.
Okay.
Too much.
Going into Black History Month, that's February if you didn't know.
Oh my gosh.
We have The Wolf Among Us, Episode 2, Smoke and Mirrors.
I might bang it.
Oh,
I've
hell
heard
yeah.
Good things about it.
Oh yeah.
I need
yeah.
to go back and play the first episode, but
I'm
pretty sure it's going to be a bang for
if
sure.
If you don't have it on the PC, it's free on the Xbox
yeah, I got
360.
It. Yep.
We'll be having reviews too of the full Walking Dead Season 2, and we'll be drawing a lot of comparisons, I think.
Yeah, so far I'm on the side of Wolf Among Us.
You know, I think they're both the exact same, but I think Wolf Among Us does a little bit better job of giving you the illusion of more options. But when you break it down and you look at the skeleton of this beast, it's the exact same.
Yeah, and I totally agree, but that illusion is done very well.
The illusion of more choices does make it feel a little cooler.
February 25th.
February.
Thief.
Banging it.
Oh.
You already know this.
Yeah, we discussed that
I'm banging
earlier.
It.
She's banging that thief.
On the PC, everybody.
Yeah, hail to the thief.
I'm not banging thief.
Wow.
No,
that
I
was a music
mainly because I've got other stuff I'm going to be playing. Thief looks like it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like the original back in the PC days, but I've got Final Fantasy and Bravely Default that's going to be taken up. That's February for me.
Corificus?
No, I'm not going to bang.
Not going to bang the thief?
No,
February looks like it's
you know,
stacked.
I'm going to wait on that one. I'm going to wait for the reviews. I'm not going to jump on it. I'm going to let a few of my friends bang it first.
Wow. Okay.
Leftover bang?
Yeah.
Sloppy seconds?
I'll get Madison sort of. Sloppy seconds.
This one I was actually interested in myself. Plants vs. Zombie Garden Warfare.
I'm banging that.
I
for
might
sure.
actually bang that one.
Wow.
That
I'm banging
fun.
Two right
for
off the
sure.
bat.
Yeah.
Will we make it three?
I haven't gotten on the first one.
It doesn't.
Well,
it's you don't,
totally
it's
different.
Different.
It's a
this
departure
is,
from
it's
the.
A, like a,
it's a departure. Yeah.
It's like a, almost
yeah.
a tower it's defense shooter. It's like a tower defense shooter, but you're actually playing a shooter.
Oh,
it's like a shooter basically.
Yeah.
What platforms is it going to be? Mobile?
360,
it's
Xbox
everything.
One,
yeah, it's
and
everything.
PC.
Not for what it can do. No.
No. It's too. There's too much going on to
play
on your phone.
It's a full blown. It's not a mobile game. It's a full blown game.
Xbox One.
Xbox One. It'll be $39.99. 360. It'll be $29.99.
I'm fiending for a new Xbox One game.
I'm doing digital download day one for it.
Okay.
So I've got like money on my Xbox account. So I'm just waiting for games to. I'm banging it.
I'm undecided. I'll see if it sends me any nude pics before I.
Wow.
See if Xbox One had the gifting system. I'd send you a copy.
Oh, see.
I'd send you a gift.
Actually, we still have a gifting system. So
you actually will probably be able to. Yeah.
So it looks like I'm banging it.
Also in February, before I leave the month, another Wolf Among Us actually says to.
Oh, we're getting
to be released.
A double dose.
Cry Wolf.
Awesome.
Wow.
Wow, I think I really will jump on that season pass then.
But the only thing that's weird about this list, it says February 5th, Wolf Among Us Episode 2, Smoke and Mirrors. And then it says February, Wolf Among Us Episode 5, Cry Wolf.
Interesting.
So
they said they're supposed to be getting all episodes out by July,
so
I think.
So are they just smashing the rest of them into...
I don't think they're
going to
all be out
show?
By February. I think they're going to be...
No.
I think we'll do February, March, April, May, and that'll be it.
Divinity is also in February, but that one... I'm going to skip.
That's a good reason.
Starting off in March, we have South Park and the Stick of Truth.
Banging it.
So hard. Yeah. So oh, my God.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I already got that pre-ordered.
Collector's edition with a little Wizard Cartman statue.
Heck yeah.
Going on the shelf.
The future is bright for PC, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Are you going to be... Aaron, what about you on that one?
I am not.
Really?
Really? What turn-based
like?
RPG?
I'm not really into... feeling that right now, I guess. It sounds like a cop out reason.
From what
but,
I've seen mm-hmm. or heard, it's like playing an episode of
it's,
South
that's
Park.
That's what's
it's
cool.
No,
season.
Yeah.
It's playing a season.
It's
not 100%. An episode.
When they showed it on the VGX, I couldn't tell the difference between the game and the actual like a cutscene. But yeah, it's definitely the exact same thing.
That is, yeah. That's one of the few series where they could actually get away with that. And mm-hmm. isn't it... Who's making it? Is it BioWare?
No, it was originally Ubisoft. It's Ubisoft now. It was originally THQ, but they went under, and Ubi bought the rights and the team. Basically, brought
really?
The team over.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was by the same people that did Knights KOTOR.
Nope.
No, that no.
That would
KOTOR
be kinda awesome.
Would be BioWare.
Yeah, that's BioWare. That's BioWare. They're not mm-hmm. touching South Park. They're working on Inquisition.
Interesting.
All right, let's go down some quick ones real quick that maybe we'll squeeze in. I don't know what that was. I just said that. Carmageddon Reincarnation.
Nope.
Nope, no banging
too
on that.
Generic.
No. Oh, Call Carmageddon back in the day was amazing.
Back in the day.
Amazing, but yeah.
No Twisted Metal.
Wow. Daylight.
Daylight, banging Ooh. It. Banging Daylight. Ooh. Daylight's going to be good. Mm.
I'll wait on that one.
Quarter one, Star Wars Attack Squadron.
Disney licensing now. We'll see. Not banging it off the bat.
Of course, Elder Scrolls Online.
Banging it.
Bang.
That's like 200 bangs.
Yeah, that's a solid bang.
And the better version, Sherlock Holmes, Crimes and Punishment?
Banging it, actually. I'm going to, yeah. Wow. I've played both of the Sherlock Holmes games, and they're actually really good puzzle-solving games.
So. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
My theory of likes everything.
You know. Right
well, wow. Wow.
And it completely slipped let my, me, Freudian slipped my mind.
Let me. Go for it.
No, go
I was
going
to say, let me balance it out. Dragon Age 2, hated it.
I'm just saying.
Bangs
just
everything.
Saying.
Yeah, bangs, everything. Bangs everything. Jada bangs everything.
Jada is easy.
Monster Guilty. Madness Online. A rehash.
Monster Madness.
Yeah, you remember
you know,
the 360 one, right?
Oh, I might bang that if I can get some friends to bang it with me.
And on that note, everybody, I would like to thank you for listening to our very special PC. Episode of the Weekend Bang. How'd you guys enjoy the PC talk?
Great.
It was all right.
I'm hoping, you know, we were talking about a little bit earlier, the Gabe Newell AMA. Hopefully they get hopefully they get that donation because I want to get on there and ask him some questions.
Some stuff
and I know you've got some.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It feels like Aaron's kind of waving up the white flag and
kissing up to all the PC guys who
I
wouldn't go that far. I
spanked him on Twitter.
I think he's,
they came nowhere near it.
I think he's becoming a little bit more enlightened.
I'm always.
I would say. And
I like to enlighten myself.
He does. That's one thing that I like about Aaron.
Check us out on Twitter at videogamebang.com. Check us out on Facebook at videogamebang. NerdReactor.com as well for Corey, Madison, and Jada. See you later.